percolates. It percolates inside me. I don't even know how it's what I'm going to do next, but it really, I went to 12 Occupy camps, and I was thrilled just to be able to go to 12 camps and see what young people and older people were saying in these camps, knowing that it was, those camps were evicted, you know, in November of 2011. Here we are almost, we're here two, you know, 2 years later, November 2013. So I think just going to hear Elliot talk about the eight stages of successful social movements will be interesting to help us understand where the Occupy movement is going to be leading us here in Portland.
And how to better conceptualize the context that we're in as a result of...
The big context.
Right.
Yeah, the historical context.
So that movement action plan be a workshop that'll be facilitated by Elliot Adams. That's Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. at the 18th Avenue Peace House. That's 2116 Northeast 18th Avenue here in Portland. Small donations suggested, but no one turned away for lack of funds. Light refreshments. Feel free to bring your own. And the next, and that's Wednesday, November 6th, 6:30 p.m. Following day, Thursday, November 7th at 7. Elliot will be hosting a talk sponsored, co-sponsored by the Economic Justice Action Group of the First Unitarian Church of Portland, the Peace Action Group of First Unitarian Church of Portland, and, of course, KBOO Community Radio and Veterans for Peace. The talk is titled Close Guantanamo, a public forum featuring Elliot Adams. That's Thursday, November 7th at 7 p.m. That's at the Elliott Chapel of First Unitarian Church, 1011 Southwest 12th Avenue. Again, small donations, but no one will be turned away for lack of funds. I've been speaking with Brian Wilson regarding the Guantanamo Solidarity Hunger Strikes and, in a broader sense, the social movement that we are in the midst of right now. Both topics will be discussed by Elliott Adams when he visits Portland this week. Thanks, Brian, for being here to talk with us.
Thanks for KBOO wanting to be part of it.
Yeah. Again, one more time. Wednesday, November 6th, the Movement Action Plan, 6:30 p.m. at the 18th Avenue Peace House, 2116 Northeast 18th Avenue. And Thursday, November 7th at 7 p.m., Close Guantanamo, a public forum featuring Elliott Adams. That's at the Elliott Chapel of the First Unitarian Church of Portland at 1011 Southwest 12th Avenue. I'm Jimmy Tardy for KBOO News. This is KBOO Portland.
Thank you so much to everyone who contributed to our recently completed fall membership drive. Your generosity keeps KBOO on the air. We ended the drive Saturday at 5 p.m., about $10,000 shy of our financial goal. If you missed your chance to donate during the drive, just go to kboo.fm right now and make your contribution. If you did pledge and still need to send us your payment, please aim to do so this week. Thanks very much again to everyone who values KBOO and helps keep it on the air.
You're listening to KBOO, Portland 90.7 Community Radio. Up next is Labor Radio, and at 6:30 is Prison Pipeline. This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde Vocational Rehabilitation Program, providing assistance to eligible tribal members with disabilities on regaining, retaining, and securing employment particular to their strengths, capabilities, and experience. Information can be found online at grandronde.org or you can call them at 1-800-242-8196.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Oregon Council 75, representing over 25,000 Oregon public and private sector employees, families, and communities. Protecting worker rights, and fighting to improve the wages and working conditions of members since 1942. More information at www.OregonAFSCME.com.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you waiting for lunch break as the minutes drag so slow.
take courage, turn the volume up. It's Labor Radio.
Welcome, brothers and sisters. This is Tina Turner Morfitt. I'm a member of the American Federation of State, County, Municipal Employees. Tonight, we want to welcome you to Labor Radio for the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. CBTU is in the house. Holla!
Good evening, Portland. This is Deborah Hall, and I am with the American Federation of Teachers Oregon, and yes, and a proud union member, and welcome with us this evening.
So tonight we have a special event, and we're going to talk to you about the AFL-CIO convention that just recently took place. There were some very exciting things that happened. The Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, we submitted several resolutions that were adopted by acclamation by the members who participated in the convention. And so today we're going to be focusing our show on the convention. One of we proposed six resolutions. One talked about the Protecting the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Another talked about sweat-free community campaigns. Another talked about the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the March on Washington for jobs and freedom. And so when we brought these resolutions before our brothers and sisters at the AFL-CIO convention, there was resounding support that, yes, we should move forward on all of these things. And when you look back at the content of these resolutions, they affect us all today. They bring back the old adage of an injury to one is an injury to all.
Also, at the Oregon AFL convention, there was a resolution that was brought forward to establish a seat on the board for members of the constituency groups. The AFL has five constituency groups in addition to their main body: Pride at Work, CBTU, which is these folks talking to you with this evening, excuse me, CLU, LACLA for our Latino brothers and sisters, and APALA, which is our Asian and our Pacific Islander brothers and sisters. What the importance was providing a seat on the board for the diverse members of the AFL-CIO, and we were very excited to be able to be a part of that conversation, and are here to report that resolution did pass. And so what the constituency groups did after the convention were to get together to talk about them having one of the groups sit on the board for 1 year term so that we can all, you know, have an opportunity to be at the head table and to be able to not only work with the Oregon AFL and the AFL as a whole on issues for our union members, but also to provide an additional opportunity for our diverse members to have some leadership and to grow in the movement, and to make sure that all of our concerns and our voices are heard and we get our needs met. Very exciting time.
Hi to my dear friends Tina and Deborah. Sorry for the delay. I just want to add to this is that about the CLU convention that will be November 23rd in Reno, Nevada. I was an active CLU member and love working with CLU sisters. So I just want to add that too, that the biannual convention for the Coalition of Labor Union Women will be in Reno, Nevada on November the 23rd of this year.
As I said earlier, we have a treat while I was down at the AFL-CIO convention. I had the opportunity to speak to a American Federation of State, County, Municipal member. Her name is Linda Peterson. She is the president of the Albertina Kerr local. It's local 3214. And Linda lives in the Eugene Springfield area. Actually, she lives in Monroe. And she was a part of a celebration that happens down there. It's an annual celebration, and it is a celebration that's put on by the community there. And so I'd like to for you to overhear my interview that I had with her. It's Tina Turner Morvitt. I'm the president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. I'm sitting here today at the AFL-CIO convention with one of my members, Linda Peterson, who lives in Monroe, Oregon. And we're here today to talk to Linda about one of the tenets of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, which is community involvement. How you doing, Linda?
Fine.
So, Linda, I understand that you played a significant role in the Eugene Springfield area with a little celebration called the Celebration
Eugene Celebration Parade.
Ah, so can you give us a little more idea of exactly what the motto of the Eugene Celebration Parade is?
Well, the theme this year was Get Dot Down Dot Town. And we had a labor entry into the parade that's been the third year that we've done this, and we're making it a tradition. And our labor entry inviting all of the unions to participate together. And so it's something we do collaborative, and the reason why we do it is because it creates more solidarity and fun. We recognize each other. And then the other part of it was that we realized that a lot of people in communities don't realize that their friends and neighbors and even some family members are union members. When you go into the grocery store at Albertsons or Fred Meyer's or Safeway, you're going to probably be, the people waiting on you will probably belong to UFCW. And a lot of people don't realize that those are union workers. A lot of people don't realize that your county workers and your city workers and your bus drivers and your mechanics are all union members. And we wanted to raise that visibility so that people would be able to see that when people are talking about unions, that it's not some abstract thing, but it's actually a part of our community. It's, like I say, it's our friends, our family, our neighbors. You know, we run into union people all the time, but we don't know that they're part of a union, and we wanted to do that, and it was fun.
It seems to me that another aspect of the celebration parade was to also involve community organizations. And so today, in order for unions to survive, we're really going to have to reach out and get involved with those community organizations. Can you give me an idea of which community organizations participated?
Yes, we saw a shift over the 3 years to where we've got community organizations, great grassroots organizations that wanted to be a part of supporting labor, supporting unions, and they have participated. And what they did was they asked if they could be a part of our group. And they're like Healthcare for All Oregon. And we realize our members, many of them are a part of Healthcare for All Oregon. The Pacific Greens asked if they could walk with us too in support of labor unions. And when we discussed it, because we were concerned, you know, about being about just politics, and what we decided was that our members are Pacific Green members. They are working family members, and that it is those groups are representative of our members who are in our unions. And so what we wanted to do was make sure that we did include them, because they're willing to support unions, plus they are also a part of our membership, and we are a part of the community, and that's what our focus is when we decided to have an entry into the Eugene Celebration. Our members are a part of the Eugene Springfield area, and so we wanted to be able to celebrate Eugene as union members and part of the community, and be able to you know, while we were celebrating that, also celebrate us and what our contributions are of our members to the community. We're the ones shopping in the local stores. Small businesses depend on customers, many of who are union members. And we're a very viable we are a part of a healthy community. And we participate on many different levels. I mean, it's not just that when you go into shop, it might be a union member or when you get on a bus, but it's also about the fact that we support our communities. A lot of living wage jobs are being lost in the attack on workers. And if we don't stop that, it doesn't just hurt union members. It hurts the community. It hurts small businesses where we shop. It hurts the bus systems that we ride on. All areas of a community is hurt every time we lose any living wage job, union or non-union. And we have to stop the decline. And in order to do that, people have to recognize what an important part of the community, that what a large part of the community is still there, that are there. Like I say, they're customers, they're neighbors, they're friends on so many different levels. It's important.
Well, Linda, thank you very much for getting out there and doing that spectacular work on behalf of unions. And again, I'm so very proud that you're a member of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists and you're really out there holding the line and letting people know just how viable it is, just how viable unions are in our communities. And again, I'm Tina Turner-Morfitt, president of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, and we've been having a discussion with Linda Peterson out of Monroe, Oregon.
Can I say one more thing? I also want to give a shout-out to the other organizations that participated, Healthcare for All Oregon, Eugene Springfield Solidarity Network, Jobs with Justice, the Pacific Greens, we had Democrats, we had you name it, they were there, and I think it's important to recognize so many people that did participate. We had Occupy Medical that brought their big bus that was converted into a medical clinic. ATU brought their bus down from Portland and was in the entry. And they were wonderful. Everybody was wonderful. And we look forward to this continuing to grow every year.
Again, thank you very much, Linda Peterson, for that shout out to all the unions that and community organizations that were part of the Eugene Celebration Parade. So, brothers and sisters, if you just joined us, you're listening to the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. We are a continuum of labor radio, and you've just overheard an interview that I had with Linda Peterson from Local 3214, and it is the Albertina Kerr local, and she also wanted to make sure that she thanked the Lane County Labor Council, her local Albertina Kerr, and also the Eugene Springfield Solidarity Network. They're the ones responsible for the annual parade that takes place, and it is an annual parade of community giving, of community involvement, and it also bridges those gaps between labor and the people who live in the community in which we serve. We have a couple of announcements. We have some events that are going to be taking place, and we'll go ahead and do that today.
First off, and we had mentioned this last month, coming up in 2014, you have a little bit of time, so get out your pens and papers and please mark these dates. May 19th through May 26th of 2014 in Atlanta, Georgia, the Coalition for Black Trade Unionists will be holding their national convention. Also for an event that's coming up this week at the Portland Community College Cascade Campus, the Margaret Carter Skills Center and Airway Science for Kids program are welcoming the Tuskegee Airmen Thursday, November 7th from 5:30 until 7 p.m. in the Margaret Carter Technology Education Building on the main floor lobby. Please come meet Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Jefferson. This occasion is one of the rare moments to hear firsthand from one of the men who studied, sacrificed, and served in World War II as an ace pilot in the Red Tail Squadron. The story of the Red Tails speaks for itself, as chronicled in the George Lucas film, but be in their company. It is unforgettable. Seating is limited. The Portland Community College Cascade campus is located at 705 North Killingsworth Street. And that's Portland, Oregon, zip code 97217. and hope you can make it.
Thank you, Tina. I would like to announce, as president of the Portland NAACP, that there will be an upcoming informative dialogue on the importance of Affordable Health Care Act. As we all know, the Obamacare. Let me just add that we will be working with Race Talk, which is led by Donna Maxey. It will be November the 5th, which is tomorrow, Tuesday, at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at Jefferson High School cafeteria. Now, Race Talk 2 is an opportunity for dialogue about issues of race in hosting of partnership with the NAACP, Portland chapter, and our health committee. The discussion, we will talk with various questions can be asked about the Affordable Health Care Act. Speakers will include Dr. Joseph L. Grave, professor and contributing author of Mapping Race, Critical Approaches to Health Disparities Research, and Bice Carter, Cover Oregon Program Coordinator for the Urban League of Portland. Now, Graves and Carter will be talking about the Federal Affordable Care Act and Cover Oregon staff. We are health movement, community health workers. And the NAACP health committee members, they will facilitate dialogue with groups and answer as many questions that they can about the health care law. Now, the Race Talk 2 is sponsored by the Portland Public Schools Office of Equity, and we are certainly looking forward to having you attend this event on tomorrow evening at, again, I say it will be at 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. at the Jefferson High School. We all want to know more about the Obamacare, so this is a grand opportunity for you to attend tomorrow at 6:30 at Jefferson High School.
Well, thank you, Sister Audrey, for bringing that up. I'd like you to also know that tomorrow night's Coalition of Black Trade Unionist meeting, we're going to convene at this conversation to talk about the Affordable Care Act. I mean, we all understand the importance of every American being able to get affordable health care, and this is one of the starting points. And so we would really like to encourage you to come out to ask your questions, to find out what the real deal is about what's taking place. So when you're making your decisions regarding your health care, that you're coming at it from an informed point of view. So I'd like to kind of give you a heads up of next month's show. We're going to have a guest, and his name is Tony Funchest. And so, Audrey, can you give us a little brief preview of who Tony is?
Yes, Tony is the first vice president of the NAACP, the Portland unit here. He's a young man. I'm excited about having him on the executive staff. He spoke at the March on Washington commemoration here in Portland. He was outstanding. We hope at that time we'll have some excerpts of his speech. He's well versed in so many areas, and I'm delighted to have him with the NAACP. I'm looking forward to him being here, and you can ask him questions. He is not only the present NAACP, but he's the future. And I'm delighted to have him and to work with him. He brings so much to the table. He reaches out to the other youth, the Portland PSU, and other young adults that need to know what we're trying to do addressing these issues. It's about them. And we want to be able to hear their voices and also at the same time to have them participate in the organization to bring an awareness to the community, the city, and the state, and the nation. Thank you.
So, Deborah, Audrey says that Tony is connected with the university system. What have you got to say about that?
Well, being an employee for Portland Community College, Tony is also a student at Portland Community College, and he is also in the leadership of the college. Please join us next month. Tony is a very dynamic, young African-American male that's out in the community, and he's working for us. He's fighting for all of us, no matter what the age. So please join us next week to hear what Tony has to say, and hopefully he'll fire you up like he's fired us up.
Yes.
And so we hope that you will join us. Having Tony come in and talk to us, while he's still a student, one of the tenets of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists is to look towards our futures, to look towards the black community. And Tony really, indeed, is the future of the black community here in the Portland area. And so, again, we hope that you can come out, get on, hop on that radio station, and hear what we have to say. Now, Audrey, didn't something else take place just recently here in the Portland area regarding blacks?
Yes, I'd just like to add how the NAACP held their first Women of Honor luncheon. It was fascinating. In the process of addressing or trying to honor women in the city of Portland, it was just phenomenal because the names just continued and continued. So it was very hard to narrow it down to 9 women. But we had a Women of Honor luncheon, and I just want to mention those women's name because we plan to do this every year, and because there are some great women in this city.
Now, not all of the women were black either, is
oh, no,
that correct?
No. And what I like about being president, I take it seriously. The National Association for the Advancement, of Colored People. So, and in doing this, it's the advancement of women, and not only of elders and people of color, but just the advancement. So, as being a woman, I've kind of, this is my little baby here. I just love it. I really enjoy doing it. But I just want to add to inform the public that these are the women that we honored. We had a woman in community activism that was honored. Her name was Marcia Jackson. Then we had a woman that we presented an honor to. She was a woman in health, and that was Mariah Taylor. Then we had a woman in social justice, Kate Lohr, a beautiful minister at the Unitarian Church. Then we had, we honored Avell Gordley, a woman in education, woman in civic engagement was Mariah Watanabe. Then we had a woman of faith, Maddie Wells, a woman in criminal justice, Vera Poole, woman in the arts, Linda Hornbuckle, and of course, we honored woman in politics, and that was Margaret Carter. It was an exceptional event, and at the same time, too, we had the opportunity to have the vice president of the University of Oregon Equity and Inclusion, and that was Dr. Yvette Alex Asenio. She's just a wonderful person who just relocated to the area. So we've got some great women in this community, and it is my hope that we can continue honoring women in the community. And I know the men may think that we've forgotten them. We did a Men of Honor in February, and we do plan to do in 2014, February, Men of Honor. We want to recognize the works and the efforts of everyone that is making things in social justice and just in the community that's making a difference.
Well, thank you very much, Audrey. Again, I'd like to thank you all for participating, listening to our show of the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists. And before we sign off, I once again want to remind you of the event tomorrow night regarding the Affordable Care Act at Jefferson High School. I think that it will be extremely informative. I'd also like to remind you that the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists, we meet every first Tuesday of the month at 6 o'clock at the American Federation of State County Municipal Building. It's called the William Bill Lucy Building. It's on Burnside. It's 2605 East Burnside. But tomorrow night, we're going to convene at Lincoln High School, or pardon me, Jefferson High School, so that we can participate in the Affordable Care Act conversation.
Do come, because we think that you'll hear the correct information and not all of the misinformation that is running around on television and on the radio. Please come. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
We're looking forward to seeing you. And it's a great opportunity to sit down and just ask questions up front.
Now, remember, you have until, I believe it's May 31st, in order to sign up, in order to sign up for the Health Care Act. And so what we'd like is we'd like for you all to come out, get the right information, because when it comes to our health, we have to be extremely careful mm-hmm. about planning our future. And that's what the state of Oregon is doing, is helping us to plan our future for those who don't have access to affordable care. Thank you very much for joining us tonight for the Coalition of Black Trade Unionists.
To you, the 9-to-5-er, just making your way home. To you, the all-night driver, out in your cab alone. To you, waiting for lunch break, as the minutes drag so slow. Take courage, turn the volume up, it's Labor Radio.
The time is 6:30, and we are listening to KBOO Portland 90.7 Community Radio, and this is we just heard Labor Radio, and this KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Merrill Hurst University, dedicated to helping working adults revitalize their careers by offering 5 part-time MBAs, including an MBA in healthcare management with evening, weekend, and online options. Listeners can learn more at the information session on Thursday, November 7th at 6:30. Details can be found online at merrillhurst.edu. Please stay tuned now for Prison Pipeline.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor Close Guantanamo, a public forum featuring the past president of Veterans for Peace, Elliot Adams, plus Portland's Guantanamo Solidarity Vigilers. Close Guantanamo is co-sponsored by VFP Chapter 72 and the Economic Justice Action and Peace Action Groups of the First Unitarian Church of Portland. Adams will discuss different messages about why we will be better off when Guantanamo is closed from various perspectives. Christian, Muslim, Jewish, those concerned about national security, and the fiscally minded. Close Guantanamo will be at the Elliott Chapel, First Unitarian Church of Portland, on 1011 Southwest 12th Avenue on November 7th.